KO4 QLG, KO4 NUE. QLG, KO4 NUE. QE, negative contact, I'm clear.
KO4, WWZ,
number. WZ, what's going on, bud?
Not much.
Good morning.
It is a pretty good one. I didn't forget my keys this morning, so I'm very happy about that.
You got the, did you get your fan?
Got it.
Keeping the radio cool.
Trying to hook it up and get all that done this afternoon when I get off work.
You still mobile? And you sound a little bit down. What's up?
I'm kind of scared, Chad.
Buddy?
Well, this job I got right now, it's only a job I have during the school year. I would still be employed next year, of course. It's just during the summer I wouldn't be getting any income because I don't have any money. And I've applied. I've talked to somebody up at the head department, and they got to somebody. I almost pushed my luck because I'm still scared that they told me, you know, just go ahead and fill out an application. They're going to try and give you a call. And, well, I'm going to try and get into a janitor job at a school near my house. So, and in that way, it's an all-year-round job. I could be paid all year. I'm very scared I'm not going to get it. I've already applied and tried to get other jobs and had interviews and still didn't work out. I don't want to be jobless during the summer.
Okay. KO4 NUE. Well, bud, let me tell you a little story here. So, I did two deployments in Iraq, and the second one was much worse than the first. And there were some mornings when you'd wake up, and I just did not want to move. I just didn't want to try. Everything I had was gone. I just didn't have anything else to give. Nothing else to try, nothing else to do. Just backed in a corner so bad, you just don't know what to do. And I had a platoon leader. He was a lieutenant. And we became really good friends. Seems Dangerfield. And he came back in the woods, sat on the cot with me for a few minutes, and he says, What's going on with you? And I said, I don't think I can do anything else. I'm spent. My mind's gone, my body's gone. I just, you know, just really defeated. You know, we had a pretty rough night that night, and I just was really defeated. And he says, well, here, he said, let me help you make a decision for you. Up here, and let me help you get your boots on. So I stuck my foot up there to see what he'd do, and he slid that boot on. He grabbed them boot laces, and he pulled them boot laces as tight as he could. Tied a beautiful knot on the knot, slid the excess boot laces into my boot, and he says, all right, give me the other one. I stuck it up there, and he put that boot on, and he said, come on. You got your boots on, you got your laces tight. Let's go do this together, and let's go make a day. But the important thing is that I took from that was sometimes you just have to keep moving. Let me let my radio drop. It doesn't matter that you move in the right direction. Well, you don't want to move in a bad direction. But sometimes, if you don't know which direction to move, the important thing is to just get up and move. And usually, when you get up and move and get out of your slumpies a little bit, get to moving around a little bit, you usually get on the right azimuth and get on the right track. So, with all that said, tighten your bootlaces up, put you on some decent clothes, and where you put in a job application ain't the only place that's hiring. Go see if you can find somewhere else and put in an application. The more applications you put in somewhere, the better chance you got of getting a job. So don't put all your eggs in one basket, bud. Go hit everything. If you want to be a janitor, go to the restaurants and see if they'll let you be one. Go to AutoZone. Go to, O'Reilly's. Just go. There's too many jobs out there open, for not to try. You understand? I picked you up a little bit, so take your little break, get your mind right, get your mind in the right frame of mind, and, tighten them bootlaces up, just lean forward. Well, you can't take that step when you just can't figure out how to make that foot move. The secret to that is lean your head forward, and if you lean that head forward far enough, trust me, those feet are going to follow and just start walking. That's all you got to do. Get in the car and say, hey, wonder if they're hiring. If they're not, go on to the next one. I don't care what it is, auto parts store, Walmart, Milo, try them all. You don't have to stay within the school district. Give it, go try.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What else you got planned for today?
Not much other than the last dust round of the day. After that, I'll get home and I should be able to do anything, I guess.
Well, maybe you need to take a rest for a little bit. When you get off today, maybe go back here in the bedroom and turn the radios off. Turn them off. Lay down on the bed and get you a nap. That'll help you. That'll pick you up a little bit. But, okay. Well, I hate you having, I hate you got a little bit of fear there. But, can't be afraid of that. You gotta deal with that, because the longer you're afraid of it, the longer it hunts you. And I've learned long ago, I'm the one that's going to do the hunting. Now, when I get old and can't do no more, now that might be a little different story. But right now, you stand up flat-footed and do what you got to do. It's that simple. I'd say it was easy, but making that decision is a simple part.
Thank you, Chad. I will do that.
And you have a wonderful day. That's KO4NUE 73 Chandler. Be safe, bud. I'm on Highway 8. Standing by, over.
73,
KN4NXY, KO4NUE. Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Pretty good morning. It's raining this afternoon, but right now it's good to be outside and drinking some coffee and then coffee in the mail.
Roger that. Well, I'm glad you're having a good morning, and I got plenty of coffee because it usually takes me about two cups to get to moving.
I'm on my third cup now. Coffee jump starts my mornings.
I'm gonna step by just for a second. Chandler's in there. Chandler, go ahead and pick it up, bud.
David, how are you? It's KF1WWC. Guys, you go ahead and take it. I'm hanging out with a co-worker right now. I'll be listening in the background. I'm going to spend some time with this co-worker and be social.
Have fun. And enjoy yourself. It's too pretty today to do anything else but enjoy. 73s. All right, Dave, I guess it's me and you, bud. What else you got on the schedule for today?
Chad.
Dave, I think a double will be you, bud. Say that again, over.
I was telling him I could meet up with him in Easley sometime to get this stuff over to him. And, I'd send him an email, and then I would just say him back over to you.
Roger that. Well, I guess he'll have to work that out with you. But what else you got on the schedule today?
Doctor's appointment this afternoon, and that's about it. There's always something to do here, but at my age, I kind of spend a fair amount of time in the doctor's office.
If that's got anything to do with age, I'm probably a fair bit younger than you, and I spend a whole lot of time in there too.
It seems to me like I didn't spend nearly as much time around doctors when I was in my 30s, but now that I'm in my 60s, they seem to have a reason to want me to come see them and get out my checkbook.
I'm gonna have to go here in the next week or so. I got a piece of metal in my eye, come off of one of the machines, a metal chip. That thing's giving me a fit. I'm gonna have to go get that thing taken out.
That's definitely something you need to take care of. There's some, I think, fairly good eye doctors right there around. They don't call it Brinkley Memorial no more. It's part of some other system, but there's some fairly good eye doctors right around there.
Yeah, it's been in there, I don't know, probably about 3 weeks. I was hoping it would, you know, work its way out, but I don't think it is. I'm gonna have to get them. They're gonna start dig it out, I guess.
Probably with stuff they got now, you know, they could maybe, you know, put you to sleep and use a laser, maybe go in there and kind of do a little incision and pull it out that way. I don't know. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
Either. I just know I don't like going to see the doctor, and two things in the world, my biggest fear, one is a spider, and the other one is a dentist.
That's kind of funny. My wife don't like spiders, and we've got some in the house. I call them my putts. my putts are fine till the minute that she sees one of them, and then it's a dead put.
Get close enough to them to kill them. It's not going to do it. I'm going to go the other way just as fast as I can.
We do have some pretty mean spiders in the upstate. I mean, you know, the black widow will do you some damage. The brown recluse will do you some damage. The granddaddy long legs, he ain't going to bother you because, you know, he can't bite you. He would hurt you if he could, but... And there's a whole bunch of them. I ain't got a clue what they can or can't do. So I'm like you. I try to just stay away from them.
For that, and I caught one last year on the wall in the house. He's pretty big. He's pretty big boy or female. I don't know which one it was, but she's probably 2.5 inches, you know, across. Maybe 2 3/4. Pretty big spider. Its some gun was jet black. had a weird looking marking on the top of his abdomen, and we after she caught him in a jar, we looked it up, and it was called a huntsman, the huntsman spider, and just creepy. I can't even stand to think about it.
I'm on Facebook, kind of funny that, you know, you see a spider in the bedroom at bedtime and you lose track of it, you don't sleep too good.
You mean lose track of it? I see one in the bedroom, I ain't gonna lose track of it. I'm just gonna go somewhere else and let her handle it.
Longer the spider winds up deceased and not moving around while you're trying to sleep.
In Iraq, they had camel spiders, and technically they weren't spiders. They have six legs instead of eight. I think the veterinarian there on post give us a class on them, you know. But I think their nearest relative is a crustacean because they got six legs. But, you know, they'll get 6, 7, 8 inches long. I think that's the biggest one I've ever seen. Looks like a big old spider, and boy, they can run. Boy, they can run fast. And they'll follow you to stay in your shade. That sand gets so hot that, you know, during the day, that they'll walk about 6 feet off the side of you, three or four of them at a time, and just to stay in your shade and get out of the sun, and that's a little bit scary.
That sounds like an episode from the Twilight Zone. I wouldn't want to be running into those. But it made me think of something down at Fort Gordon. They told us about the coral snakes down there. If one of them bit you may as well just sit down and light up a cigarette because you weren't going to be around much longer.
If I remember right, red on black is a friend of Jack, and red on yellow will kill a fella. Is that right?
I think that's the way it goes, because there's, I think it's the king snake, maybe, that's harmless and has got very similar pattern, but it's like you just said, you remember that little limerick, you'd be okay, but I'm like you about snakes. I see a snake, I'm definitely going the other direction. I don't care if it's a harmless garter snake, I'm not hanging around.
Messing with them either. They be a little bit unpredictable, and I, you know, try not to get around things that's unpredictable, because I don't move so quick.
Better no more. Well, Chad, you have a good day. Heard you say you's out there on Highway 8, so let you kind of watch the traffic. Gonna be heading out to the doctor's office in a little bit, so I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
Yeah, okay, Davis, KO4NUE 73, bud, you have a safe day. I'm clear.
KB2HXS Mobile. Hey, hand 4 MM, that is.
James? Oh, gosh. I'm currently on Taylor's Road here. I'll be at the house in less than 5.
Sounds like the pollen is getting you, too.
Do what again?
Pollen's working on you.
I feel quite a bit better. Towards the end of that job on Tuesday, I started to get a little bit of a sinus headache, but it's pretty much gone now. But it, believe me, the pollen is still out there. My car's covered in it.
It's gonna change for too long. You'll have all the other pollens to contend with.
Believe the oak pollen is the worst, and then everything else I can deal with.
Now getting over my soreness from Tuesday. I used a few buffaloes, I hadn't used in a while.
Gotcha, yeah. It turned out well, though. I think it worked out very well. Block here. I'll be at my house momentarily. I'll catch you when you get here. N4MMW, KB2HXS.
Yeah, I'm 29. Just ran, came over St. Mark Road, so be there in about 5. N4MMW.
Get here. See ya, KB2HXS.